and remind you that you're very welcome to lie down for meditation. And if you can't hear, there's all this lovely space here. You can come more that hold. And we're going to start with a not meditation for about 15 minutes where you're not meditating. You're just being here. Okay? It's so, yeah, so come close. Please. More. We had thought of making two circles, so maybe we should make two circles. So you can be close enough. Okay. So we'll keep testing. Let me know the first few minutes if you can hear me. Remind me if I drop my voice. So first, just not meditating. But being comfortable. And maybe because we're not meditating, you could be a little more comfortable. So, do that. So where there's really nothing to do, you're not even meditating, what happens? Where are you geographically? Where are you in your day? Where are you within your body? Where are you within your mind? We usually think of where is my mind? But where are you within your mind? Just an interest in whatever is happening. And also what isn't happening. An interest in what isn't happening. Relaxing is possible. Sometimes. The fact that we're in a park instead of in a room, what that does. Mm-hmm. So now we'll refine a little bit what's happening. So we're still not meditating, but you're allowed to be with yourself. And to be comfortable physically, and to feel what happens. For example, noticing where you don't let yourself be comfortable physically. Where it's not allowed. And maybe why. If you were alone, you'd be curled up on your side or looking up at the sky. Why now not? And feeling in the moments of what might feel like being with yourself, the moments of contact with yourself, to notice how you treat yourself. So to notice what you think of as yourself that you're meeting, and then what's the rest of your experience. What is in your experience that's not yourself, and what is in your experience that is yourself, and why? Sometimes there's a kind of feeling of deep, or even a deep pull. So leaving room for any sense of deep, whether you're not sure if it's yourself or not yourself, doesn't matter. A little less of being sure or trying to be sure. So still not meditating. Still free to come closer if you can't hear well. And how is it that there isn't any right way to do this or any wrong way? You're just being here. And then the next few minutes, just now, a little time for reflection inside yourself of what just happened in the last 15 minutes. For example, the quality of when habit energy was taking over, and the quality of when something, like maybe a bird song or something, kind of broke through, and there was a different quality that wasn't habit. Also, noticing if there was energy in the mind that was pushing towards making a sense of right and wrong, trying to get a map or a bearing through assuming something's right and something's wrong. So reflection doesn't mean running up to the mind and thinking about it, but leaving some room to feel what bubbles up from your experience that just is fresh, it just happened. Trying not to interject ideas of what you think about habit energy and right and wrong, etc. So feeling. Leaving room to feel what comes to the surface now for another minute or two. Maybe nothing comes. Without a sense of pressure. In touch with the possibility of clear, fresh, undiluted experience, less filtered experience. What was the kind of quality, for example, if there was a habit energy, you heard some words or you heard something and your head turned and you looked. Was there a tone in that, what may have been a habit energy turning you, turning your attention to? Was there heat of disapproval or a kind of tightening of excitement, or what kind of quality was there? The chance for something to surface from your experience. Okay. And I just want to make a little pause, and I hope you'll stay as you are, including lying down if you are. And I just want to hear a little bit why you're here today. Okay, but they need to hear you.
Just to meet you. And I didn't know how excited I'm going to be when we hug each other.
Wow.
And even I'm coming for the two retreats with you.
Okay. Lucky me. Okay. What else? And still, you can come close. Please, don't be shy. It's kind of hard that the people who came first made the people who come late come in the middle. But please do. It's also nice that they made a space for us. One word, three sentences, anything. Why are you here?
Okay.
touch you.
And I can just be worrying about you all the time for the love.
Okay. Okay, so to me. What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Okay, good to meet you. What else? Do you mostly know each other? Or not so much? Right, okay. The last time I was here was maybe around 8 years ago, I think. So a lot of you I don't think I met before. The Sovanah has changed a lot. I was here the first time was maybe 10 years ago. And we did a retreat in Adama in the Negev, and I think it was around the first retreat that was fully on Dana. So it was kind of really a new beginning of the new Sovanah. And then the second time we came was one of the last retreats before you got more settled with a place that the retreats could happen, I think. So I don't really know the new Sovanah firsthand till now.
I feel like I don't know new Sovanah either.
Okay. Okay. It's big enough that and long-term enough that there's room for that. Okay. Why are you here? Are you here? Come close. Do you want to come close again so you can hear? Anyone?
I came to meet friends.
Okay. Good. What else? Maybe three more.
Curiosity.
Curiosity. Okay. I'm asking why you're here. Support of? Okay. A statement of support of Sovanah. Anyone else?
No Sovanah through your retreat.
Yeah? What's your name?
Oh,
yes. Oh, okay.
I was in your retreat 7 years ago in India.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
After that, I started inquiring about the Sovanah.
Great. Yeah. Good. One more.
To get a glimpse of the past, mm-hmm. my past meeting with you,
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Yeah.
Working.
Great. Good. What's working?
There's a certain presence
mm-hmm.
that's been manifesting when I meet you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's because what's happening now, or if it's because what's happened, then some energy is there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay. So now we're going to meditate. Please lie down. Please. Please. Welcome.
Hello.
Really to lie down?
Really to lie down. Yes. If you want, you don't have to. If you really don't want to lie down, please do not lie down. If someone needs a shawl, I have an extra. And still, we'll keep doing a bit sound test. If you can't hear me, like, wave to me, and I'll try to be loud. There is still a space here in the front. No, there. To here, yes. No, I was saying if you want, there's room in the front. Yes. So first, the contact with the ground is there. The fact that the body is in a certain posture also. And if we can really put to rest any ideas about whatever posture we're in, just let it be. Feeling the skin against the ground and the air and your clothes. Maybe dropping down into the belly, lower body, relaxing the pelvic floor, the bottom of the torso, the main body. Letting the breath also drop down if possible. Face go off duty. Kind of melting and losing track of presentation. Resting back and down. Registering the fact of what might be like a group of bees buzzing. Ideas, plans, shoulds and shouldn'ts, tensions, contractions, etc. Activity. And maybe we can just let the bees be busy. Feel what else. What else even gives support to the tensions and the busyness? What's deeper? So for now, we're actually going less focused rather than trying to focus the mind. We're letting ourselves notice how the mind keeps focusing on this, that, like the busy bees. And opening rather to feel what else is there, what else is present, what else is happening, what else is in the stream of our experience. So the possibility of relaxing, but not as another thing to be busy with. We give a wide permission to everywhere in the body to relax, if it wants to. But it's not our main occupation, and for now we're actually deoccupying rather than finding a new occupation. we're going out of business rather than finding a new business. So just landing in yourself, contact with the ground, letting the breath drop, feeling that you have feet. That you have a back of your body, back of your head, back of your legs. And it's okay as it is. Resting back down in. Leaving room for a kind of transparency where sounds can come through you. Or they can really come in. And that's not all that's happening. We're not going to the sounds. We're letting the sounds come through as one aspect, one part of the life experience stream. Free to be themselves, all these sounds. They come and they're gone immediately. noticing how the sounds are coming all from all around and also from inside. Speaking of actual physical sounds, not the voices in your mind right now. And getting a feeling sense of how attention locks onto one direction and how it is to open back out to all directions. So that's a practice there. Letting the sounds come in rather than going out to them. Feeling when going out has happened and relaxing back, dissolving that attention structure. The ground, the feet, the belly, the back of the body. Letting there be room for sound and hearing just to be a natural, ongoing process. Not trying to make it different from what it is, but noticing how it's an ongoing, natural process. So there's a sound, the mind might come up with an image, a bike, or a bird, or a truck, or whatever. The image may or may not be what's making the sound. So there's a step away from the direct experience. But it's still a flow that's natural, that's happening by itself. Relaxing, melting, letting the natural process of sound and hearing go on. And if possible, enjoying the immediacy of it. How there's something in a human being that has already heard the sound, that has already come and gone before we can think about it. There's something in us that quick and precise and alive and receptive. It's already there. Enjoying the possibility of relaxing more and letting this already awareness precisely receive and release. So the sound comes and is gone immediately. There's not even 1 second that the sound stays. It comes and it's gone. And while the mind might be occupied, might be busy with thinking about that car and where did I park and was that, etc., the associations that come, we've heard the sound, then the mind has maybe an image, a name, a word, a contraction, an opening. Some reactions are there, and then there might be a story. But meanwhile, some other clear, wide lake of already awareness is still hearing. There's still openness. Does that make sense? Can everyone hear okay? If not, make a... Slipping inside your body with that same immediacy. Where there's just the stream of sensations that we call body, here and gone, without any pause. There's no time to catch it and name it and have a story about it. There's not time for that. There's no time. So there's still sounds all around, and there can be openness to that world of sound. And now a little bit more room for the contact with the ground, letting the breath drop down, feeling your feet. And maybe just the lower belly, or maybe just the out-breath, if there seems to be a need to have some kind of center to let the thinking mind and the emotional mind relax into. If there's already simplicity with openness to sound and contact with the ground, and maybe lower belly, so that's one way. And if the busyness takes over too easily, then it can be more simple to have openness to sound, the space around you, the contact with the ground, and out-breath. That series of sensations that we call out-breath. Maybe gently, in whatever position you are in, letting the neck get a little bit long. letting the knees be comfortable, supported, at ease in your knees. Sounds, contact with ground, out breath, belly, feet. Thinking. Let it all be. Another natural process, thinking, happening by itself. You already know that most of the time, the thinking that goes on is not true, not helpful, not new. Not important. So we can let it be and also leave room a bit firmly or actively, leaving room that there's not only thinking. So the contact with the ground is not what I think about the contact with the ground. The sound is not only what I think about it, etc. There is thinking, and it's not important at this point. Sometimes as we find ourselves riding the waves of thinking up and down, sometimes maybe like at the crest of a wave, we can feel for where in our being there's a wish to make thinking important, or through thinking to get things straight, or ordered, or right, or whatever. To find that place where we then empower thinking to take over would be important. Finding the place where we're willing to trust thinking that we know isn't true, that might be worthwhile. But for now, thinking is happening, probably. Not a big deal. There's also sounds, ground, out-breath, belly, feet, skin. There's mood and emotion, and we also know that basically ends up being a distortion. It ends up being an inaccurate way of receiving our experience if we let it be all that there is. If we just let it be part of what there is, we notice that part of what's happening is a mind state, a state of mind. An inner atmosphere is present. What does it taste like? What does it feel like? And what else is there? What else is this? We can say. Now, not necessarily looking for one more thing. but being open, a kind of knowing what else is there. What else is this? What else is going on? Sound, ground, breath, a flow of body sensations, flow of thought, a changing inner weather or atmosphere that we can feel. Sometimes there's just a slight sense that that's not all. But we can't think our way through to what is this. So we don't try to think it through. From an emotional charge, also, we can't feel it. We can't feel what else is here. What is this? But neither thinking nor any emotional charge, good mood, bad mood, excitement, depression, boredom, none of that actually would stop us from another kind of feeling or openness. To a little discovery just now of what is this human being thing. Just a little discovery here and there.